Despite those remarks, the Biden administration has yet to put any conditions on U.S. arms transfers to Israel, including a $20 billion in additional weapons sales approved last month. Canada's top diplomat says her government has suspended about 30 permits for arms shipments to Israel. Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly said Tuesday she had also canceled a contract with the U.S.-based weapons manufacturer General Dynamics to sell 50,000 Canadian-produced mortar rounds to the Israeli military.
Our policy is clear. We will not have any form of arms or parts of arms be sent to Gaza. Period. How they're being sent and where they're being sent is irrelevant.
In a statement, Canadians for Justice and Peace in the Middle East called on Joly to cancel all permits and to proactively block the transfer of any weapons from reaching Israel. The group added, quote, it's concerning that when Joly says that weapons cannot be used in Gaza, she's intentionally excluding the West Bank, where Israel's been killing one Palestinian child every 2 days. We should accept no more weapons to Israel, period, they said.